Hello. It's great to see some familiar faces and some new faces. So on behalf of the Maryland Dental Action Coalition, thank you for joining us this afternoon as we talk a little bit about improving oral health in Maryland. So just exactly what is the Maryland Dental Action Coalition and how did we come to be? And I forgot we had to do that, so let me back up here. As you heard from Harry, the Maryland Dental Action Coalition, commonly known as MDAC, it's a lot easier to say MDAC than to say it all out, is a formal continuation of the work of the Dental Action Committee, commonly known as the DAC, that was formed after the death of Diamante Driver due to an untreated tooth infection. What began as a government-charged and led committee responsible for developing recommendations to improve the oral health of children in Maryland has now grown into a statewide coalition of committed, focused, and diverse individuals and organizations, all dedicated to improving the oral health of all Marylanders through increased prevention, education, advocacy, and access to dental care. This transition was funded by a Maryland Office of Oral Health, CDC, State Oral Health Infrastructure Grant, and a generous sustainability grant from the DentaQuest Foundation. The Maryland State Dental Association kindly provided infrastructure support during our transition from the DAC to the MDAC. Most of those involved on the DAC were very committed to the development of the coalition and have worked diligently to make that happen. Thus, in April 2010, we filed our articles of incorporation, and I was hired in May. In June, we began occupying space at the Maryland State Dental Association. And in February of this year, we hired a part-time executive assistant, and we now actually have a student intern 2 days a week, which we're delighted about. Our participants in the coalition include dentists, dental hygienists, nurses, pediatricians, public and private sector providers, representatives from educational institutions, advocates, funders, and many others who are passionate about our mission. Our member base is broad, and we have expanded over time, but we always need to do more. Since our work began 18 months ago, we have made a great deal of progress and realized substantive benefits in our community. Please note that when I speak about our work, it involves all of us. It cannot be done alone. Our advocacy efforts have seen very positive results. Most notably this year, we were able to prevent a potential 1% decrease in dental Medicaid reimbursement rates. We will continue to advocate for the additional 2 levels of increases when the economy improves. We testified before Maryland's Healthcare Reform Coordinating Council on the importance of covering adult oral health in Maryland's healthcare reform efforts. 3 of our MDAC members have been appointed to 3 of 4 Health Benefits Exchange Advisory Committees to help design the Maryland Benefits Exchange Program and to advocate for the inclusion of oral health benefits. We convened over 70 stakeholders to develop the Maryland Oral Health Plan 2011 to 2015 that we launched in May. Prioritization and implementation of the plan will be a primary focus in the coming months and years. In fact, we actually began that work about 2 weeks ago when we held the inaugural Maryland Oral Health Summit and used the policy tool developed by the Children's Dental Health Project and CDC to identify a policy agenda to support our oral health plan. This plan significantly expands our focus beyond children to all Marylanders. We have entered into a strategic alliance with the Office of Oral Health, thank you, Harry, to develop relationships and sponsorships for the oral health literacy campaign that we hope will, 1, extend the reach of the campaign beyond the grant funding time period, We hope that it will also brand MDAC and potentially result in media and corporate partnerships that could help support coalition sustainability. We were just thrilled 2 weeks ago to partner with the Santa Fe Group to host the Maryland Oral Health Summit, a day and a half opportunity for oral health advocates to come together, to share and learn, and to plan for the implementation of the Maryland Oral Health Plan. We have conferred Oral Health Heroes Awards to 3 categories of recipients last year and 4 categories this year, again, just 2 weeks ago at our summit. It was quite an event. These awards are in recognition of the great work being done to advance oral health in Maryland. We've taken a leadership role in the development of the Association of National Oral Health Coalitions, commonly known as ANOC. We all have our acronyms, don't we? And we're looking beyond Maryland to the voice and influence that coalitions across the country can have. We've launched our website and are reaching out to multiple constituencies in a variety of ways. It's not all been easy, though. We have certainly faced our challenges, one of which is being the obtaining of our 501c3 tax-exempt status, which has taken us a bit longer than we anticipated. We hope that the application will be submitted in December following a few necessary bylaws revisions. MDAC has more participants than we have members. Defining membership has been a bit challenging for us. Lots of participants. It's been challenging to finalize several components of the infrastructure while trying to support all of the activities and programs that present themselves. It's kind of like changing a tire while the car is rolling down the road. It's been tough. Maintaining focus and trying not to do too many things also tests us. We are a victim of our own success, and although we want to be active and relevant and to participate in as much as we can, the opportunities for involvement are more than we can sometimes address realistically and well. While the base of the coalition's members is somewhat diverse, we still need to obtain and seek the involvement of new stakeholders. There are many non-traditional constituency groups that we really need to get involved. Finally, diversifying our funding sources to support ongoing MDAC operations will be our greatest challenge in 2012. Many grants, as you know, many grants are program-focused, while opportunities to fund ongoing operations are a little more difficult to find. A variety of other activities are in process. We've already talked about the 501c3 status, and hopefully we'll wrap that up pretty soon. We're also implementing a strategic planning process that will conclude early in 2012 that will tell us what our constituents expect of our coalition and will help us focus our direction. We continue to work on the development of the statewide oral health plan, the statewide plan to implement dental screenings for public school children, as Harry mentioned, was a recommendation out of the original DAC report. We developed a model for statewide school screenings and have recently received a $173,000 grant from the Kaiser Permanente for a pilot project to demonstrate the effectiveness and feasibility of school-based screenings. We certainly hope that this pilot will be successful, and it's under the wise auspices of Dr. Hughes, and that it will support a framework and structure for statewide oral health risk assessments and screening programs in public schools. That program just began in September, so we're off and running, and we hope for very positive results. We've also been awarded a $99,000 Oral Health 2014 initiative grant that Harry mentioned from the DentaQuest Foundation to plan the development of a Maryland Oral Health Learning Alliance, which, as you can imagine, Allison has been well involved in as well. We hope then to be funded to implement the plan, but our plan is really focused on the integration of the medical and the integration of medical and oral health practices, and focus on oral health literacy. So, what are our plans going forward? We intend to develop and implement a sustainability strategy, because without that, we won't exist to be able to do anything. So that's a priority for us, obviously. We need to assess and act on our learnings from the summit that we held 2 weeks ago and begin to implement the policy agenda. We also need to begin implementation of our oral health plan, our 5-year plan, and to evaluate the school screening case management pilot in Prince George's County. Obviously, we will continue to partner with the Office of Oral Health to launch the Oral Health Literacy Campaign in February of next year during Children's Dental Health Month, and plan for the development and sustainability of the Maryland Oral Health Literacy Alliance. We need to finalize and implement our strategic plan, and also really take a look at our membership criteria, what membership means and what is valued by our members. We need to broaden our participant base to include some of the more non-traditional oral health constituencies. As you can tell, it's been a pretty busy 18 months. As we reflect on factors for success in any startup member organization, there are several that I think are worth mentioning. Number one, it is important to take care of your infrastructure. No matter what opportunities present themselves, that infrastructure is critical. It will guide and hold the organization in good stead through challenging times. We need to determine and stick to your mission. Those decisions will help guide your work. Sometimes it's easy to stray, particularly when there are interesting funding and program opportunities, but maintaining focus is pretty critical. Reach out to and involve all participants. In many cases, people have to be asked to participate. They may not necessarily just volunteer, but they want to be involved, and when you ask, they say, sure, I'd love to do that. So it's really important to reach out to folks, because everybody has something to bring to the table. And to maintain ongoing and regular communication with your members is critical, particularly in times of transition or when a group like ours is new. It's important to listen to your members, know where they're coming from, and understand what motivates them to be involved. Recognize and show appreciation to your members, your participants, and your partners in forwarding the mission and the goals of the organization. And we think it's particularly important to embrace learning and growth. So, in a nutshell, what is MDAC? We are a voice for oral health statewide and nationally. We are a convener of potential partners, a venue for collaboration and learning. We are a conduit of information. We are a leader in the national debate about oral health. And we're a very diverse group committed to promoting the importance of and guiding the work to maximize oral health for all populations statewide. We've come a long way in a short period of time, and we'll need lots of help to continue our work. We appreciate everyone who has been involved with the coalition and who has supported MDAC in our growth, our beginning, and our transition. We need and welcome your involvement and encourage you to let us know if you want to be involved in some way. Thank you so much for your interest in our work and your attention this late in the day. I know it's tough at 5 o'clock to be sitting in a seminar. So I'd be happy to discuss any of this further with you. Just feel free to call or email me. Thank you very much.